Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy.
You're tuned into the Retirement Planning Pipeline, the show that helps you take control of your financial future, whether you're 5 to 10 years from retirement or just getting started. We've got the strategies, tools, and experience to help make the most of your nest egg. Retirement Planning Specialist David Pipes is a trusted voice in retirement planning, helping Americans navigate 401k rollovers, income planning, tax strategies, and everything in between. Now, let's dive into today's show and start paving the way to your smooth retirement. Alongside retirement specialist David Pipes, here's your host, Jim Terabocchia.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to this week's edition, a brand new episode of the Retirement Planning Pipeline, the show that delivers expert insights, actionable advice, and real-world financial strategies to help you retire confidently and comfortably. Thank you for making our show a part of your weekend. I'm your host, Jim Terabocchia, alongside retirement planning specialist David Pipes. Talk to David in just a moment. 5 steps to catch up on your retirement plan. Part one, set specific retirement goals. So over the next month or so, David and I will be presenting a series centered around helping you catch up on your retirement plan, outlining 5 actionable steps to take right now to ensure a rock solid retirement plan so you can enjoy your golden years. So coming up on today's show, what retirement really means to you, why clarity is one of the most important steps in understanding the retirement gap. That's all coming up. But first, before we get the show started, I do want to encourage our listeners to go ahead and schedule your 100% complimentary consultation with retirement planning specialist David Pipes today. It's a free offering just for listening to this show. Our listeners can meet with us to review their own financial situation for your family or for your business, and there's absolutely no obligation. Visit retirementplanningpipeline.com to get started. Why people fall behind in retirement planning, understanding the retirement gap. If you've ever felt behind, unsure, or even overwhelmed when it comes to retirement, well, you're not alone. Today is about taking control. Most people don't fall behind because they're irresponsible. They fall behind because they never had a clear plan to begin with. Life happens, careers change, expenses pop up, and suddenly retirement sneaks up faster than expected. So, David, let's talk about the issues people face when planning for retirement and sorting through their retirement portfolio.
I think, you know, the number one kind of thing that pops out here for me is, and I think everyone can understand this pretty easily, is the tax situation, okay? And what revolves around this tax situation is you've got guidelines and codes and, you know, contribution limits and, you know, a ton of, let's just say, you know, positive things that are positive, really assets and accounts that the IRS kind of gives everyone either planning for retirement or even in retirement to use efficiently for your, you know, your tax output and what you're paying in taxes. And I think the number one thing I love doing, you know, when I sit down with a client is whether they're young or they're older. You know, if they're older and they're really planning the taxes and planning the distribution side of things, understanding how to efficiently take money out benefiting off of the taxes, you know, the tax advantages that you have in those accounts. On the other side of things, right, when you're planning, and for those out there that, you know, hey, David, what do I do? How do I maximize my ability to really save on taxes down the road? You know, I think that there's a lot of different theories out there, but every single year, every single decade, we come out with new things, right? You've got, you know, the backdoor Roth for high income earners. And I myself actually go into that route. I think it's really a cool route to take when you're younger. So you younger folks out there, you know, if you have any questions about that, please give me a call. Again, my phone number on here, this comes right to me. So if you're young and you're looking at things with, you know, Roth backdoors or Roth conversions, I can definitely help you out with that. Call me at 850-565-1705. Again, that's 850-565-1705. Now, getting kind of to the next thing, I think, you know, obviously taxes are a big issue, but what it kind of brings up, and I think this is something huge that we're dealing with right now with the big wealth transfer, is not putting the funds in the right accounts. Okay, so yes, taxes are a big problem, but what revolves around taxes, it's really the accounts that you're putting your assets or your funds in. it's really not about what you're investing in. Obviously, that's going to determine growth. That's going to determine, you know, how risky you are, you know, things like that. But the type of accounts, whether it's a brokerage account, IRA, 401k, 403b, right? You've got Roths, you've got a lot of different things. These are what's going to really help, I think, understand and what people don't have a good knowledge on. Okay. And this is where I come in as an advisor and really help you understand what's going to really benefit you and your specific approach, because not everyone's going to be the same approach. Some people are going to be in different tax brackets. Some people are going to have different ways or different thought processes when they retire, whether you're going to have pensions, you're going to have cash flow. You might have a little bit of real estate that you're making some income off of, right? Mm-hmm. So all these things kind of tie into, right, each segment of the retirement portfolio. And, you know, it's funny. I talked to my aunt and my cousin. They run a huge accounting firm up in Maryland, and shout out to them. I call them probably once a week talking about different situations and what they would do with certain clients, because it is nice to have that, you know, that accounting firm on your side for your clients. I think one of the biggest problems right now, and for you guys out there, if you're hearing me, right, and you're planning to retire, understand, right, the accounts that you have were meant specifically for a reason, okay? So everyone out there, you know, if you're saying, oh, well, I bought stock at this age, or I've had mutual funds for this long and this amount in this account, each account's meant for something different, okay? When you go take a test or you go online and you Google what these accounts are made for, they're all different accounts and they're made for different things. You know, for instance, 401ks are meant for employer contributions as well as employee contributions, right? IRAs don't work like that. IRAs are obviously what we contribute, right? So I can't tell you, Jim, how many times I walk into a client's house and they're like, oh, I've got a 401k. It's not a 401k anymore. It's a rollover IRA,
right?
So the terminology that people are thinking, they're different accounts. They work different ways. Yes, they might have similarities, right? But I think understanding why 401ks are a big part, or 403bs are a big part of the retirement industry, obviously is because of that, you know, that employer contribution that actually matches what you're putting in. That's not your own take-home income. That's not your own earned income going in there. IRAs aren't like that, right? IRAs are, hey, I'm gonna self-contribute and I'm gonna hit that maximum amount or not. And guess what? I'm gonna let it kind of tax deferred down the road. One thing I really want to kind of stress on here, and this is where I think that a lot of you guys out there are probably hearing a lot about it. The Roth IRA is something that I think that everyone and in every single age should at least explore, okay? And there's reasons for this. Obviously, the IRS only gives you a certain amount that you can actually put in there for a contribution limit. And I want you guys to understand why they do that, okay? And why they do that is because if they let you put more than that in there, right, the odds are you're going to make a lot more tax-free money, okay? Right. And the IRS is not going to get their money anymore. Okay, so I think whether you're fresh into the retirement, or whether you're, you know, 10 years from retirement, whether you're, you know, maybe you're saving some for the kids, right? You've got to understand the advantages of the Roth and how to transition to a Roth and do it efficiently. I've seen a lot of people out there transitioning to a Roth at 35% tax bracket. It just makes no sense. I'm sorry to anybody out there, you know, that has done it. We can meet, we can talk about it. I can show you the numbers and I can go on the whiteboard all day long. But if I had to give any advice about that Roth side, there are ways that you can really take advantage of this for either inheritance or for yourself down the road in retirement. And I'm talking, if you're younger than 60, you really want to hop on this train. And why I say that is because there is a tax deferral / tax-free mechanism that I think that is super, super important when it comes down to growth, but also compounding in the factor of, hey, I can take what I've already compounded and now transition that into a Roth. And now I can compound on my tax-free money, right? So these things I think are a big, big talk about when we talk about, hey, what are people missing? Okay, so first taxes, obviously, then we go into Roth IRA. And again, if anybody has a question about Roth conversions, okay, looking at a Roth, maybe can I do a Roth or is there still time? Please give me a call. I'd love to sit down, We'll sit down. Again, it's a free appointment. Okay. I don't charge for any appointment at all. We'll sit down, go over your scenario and see what best benefits you. Honestly, a lot of the times it just depends on what your certain scenario is. Okay. So that number for me, obviously, is 850-565-1705. Again, that's 850-565-1705.
Now, David, let me ask you this. Now, you talk about the Roth IRA and Roth conversions, and it's really different for everybody. You mentioned the 35% tax bracket for people within that tax bracket. Let's explore that a little more, because when people hear maybe about the Roth IRA or they hear about some rollovers, things like that, maybe they get a little bit confused and they don't know really what to decipher and how to decipher through just Roth in general. So let's really kind of dissect that here for a moment and talk about why Roth might be a good thing for certain people out there and why maybe it's not the best thing.
Yeah. And I mean, there's a lot of people out there that actually ask me and they're like, hey, should I contribute more to the Roth? And I always say yes, especially if you're young. Okay. But to kind of give a basic, understanding of this, Roth IRA is a way for you to contribute after tax. Again, after tax money, money that you've already paid taxes on to the IRS. Okay. And grow your balance tax-free. Okay. So I have $10,000 in a Roth. Okay. I make $40,000. I'm at 50 grand. Okay. That 50 grand is tax-free when I distribute it after 59 and a half or after 5 years after I put my actual funds in. Okay. So there's ways that I think that everyone can benefit from this. Okay. And again, I don't want to get too nerdy on here because people aren't really to hear, you guys aren't here to hear me go through all the ifs, ands, and buts about all the different guidelines. You can go and bore yourself on the IRS website if you like. But my biggest thing is that there's advantages that a lot of brokers aren't taking, okay? And that I think people get lazy. I think advisors get lazy, right? And I don't, first of all, that's one of the biggest problems of why, advisors now are becoming less, let's just say, less likable, right? Because We're more passive, less active. And I think that, if you're going to be...
They're becoming very generic.
They are, and I think AI is a big, big thing about that. I think the models that AI is creating is one topic. But I think that it's becoming too easy to just put the client's funds into whatever fund. And believe it or not, whether the stock market's going up or down, you still always have opportunities in the market. And not only that, you have opportunities inside the accounts that we're talking about. So again, going back to why this segment's so important for all of you guys out there, there are tons of accounts. And I think tax is a big problem, right? Deferring tax or paying tax down the road efficiently. What do I do in my 401k? How do I take money out? How much do I take out? How much can I take out? Can I even get a lifetime income off of it? Can I create a pension? All these questions, guys, these are questions that I deal with every single day. So again, please call me. We can set up a free consultation. We can at least sit down. I'll understand, kind of what your kind of plan is, even if you're young or you're old, and maybe even your son or daughters, or maybe your spouse, and we'll sit down and go over that individually and see what we can do with that. And that number is, again, is 850-565-1705. Again, that's 850-565-1705.
Yeah, and if you're listening to this right now thinking I've waited too long, well, we're here to tell you it's not too late, but it is time to get serious. So if you have any further questions or want to meet David again, give him a call. He mentioned the phone number there one more time, 850-565-1705, or visit retirementplanningpipeline.com and schedule that free, no obligation consultation. Allow us to inflation-proof your portfolio to ensure a successful retirement future. And if you think you waited too long, well, we're here to tell you you didn't. So again, visit retirementplanningpipeline.com for that free, no-obligation consultation. All right, coming up later, setting specific goals as a foundation. But coming up next, we're going to break down what specific retirement goals actually look like and why vague goals like I want to retire comfortably are setting you up to fail. This is the Retirement Planning Pipeline. We'll be right back.
Visit Retirement Planning Pipeline to schedule your free, no obligation, complimentary consultation today. The Retirement Planning Pipeline will return in just a moment. Deep down in Louisiana, close to New Orleans, way back up in the woods among the evergreens, there stood a log cabin made of earth and wood, where lived a country boy. Welcome back to the Retirement Planning Pipeline. Alongside retirement planning specialist David Pipes, here's your host, Jim Terabocchia.
Welcome back to the Retirement Planning Pipeline. Thank you for making our show part of your Saturday on WCOA News Talk 104.9 with new episodes every Saturday at 8 a.m. And as we dive back into today's show, a reminder, if you like the content we're providing, subscribe to the YouTube page, youtube.com, and search Retirement Planning Pipeline for weekly video highlights and special content. Hey, a reminder, every year, April is designated as National Financial Literacy Month, sometimes also called Financial Capability Month in the United States. It serves as a dedicated time to promote financial education, raise awareness about money management, and encourage better financial habits for individuals, families, schools, and communities. And with that, discussing today about setting specific retirement goals and moving forward here from vague to specific, defining what retirement really means to you. There's nothing wrong with saying, I just want to retire comfortably. It sounds nice, but it's meaningless without numbers. Comfortability means something completely different to everybody. So for one person, it could be $3,000 a month. For another person, the budget could be $10,000 a month. So we need to define it. And David, a real retirement goal answers four key questions that we're going to break down in this segment. Number one, when do you want to retire? Number two, how much income will you need monthly? Number three, how long will retirement last? And finally, David, what kind of lifestyle do you want? Which I think, by the way, before you get started, I think when you talk about lifestyle, a lot of retirees we'll circle that one as maybe being one of the most important ones because they constantly hear and they constantly want to, I think, in my opinion, want to live as best they could in their golden years.
Well, I think, first of all, Jim, that question alone, right? What kind of lifestyle do you want? That's going to revolve around the other three questions. If you look at them again, when do you want to retire? Okay, well, what's your lifestyle going to be? First of all, that's when it's going to determine when you're going to want to retire, right? Number two is how much income will you eat monthly? Well, your lifestyle is what pushes that income in, right? Number three is how long will retirement last? Well, there you go. If the lifestyle is too big and it might not last what you want, right?
You might have to get a part-time job.
Yeah, like there you go. No. And that's something that I think, first of all, I never had that happen. So we'll, that shouldn't happen, first of all. And if you do the math correctly and you understand one specific goal, which I think, for me, as just a different advisor, and I do things a little bit more uniquely. So for you guys out there listening, you know, that's something that I really, really push on all my clients and all my prospects and really everyone who ends up coming in and talking to me and sitting down with me. The one thing that I really, really stress, and all my clients can definitely confirm this, is that taking more than enough income is not a bad thing. Okay. And I know everybody's out there probably like, oh my gosh, you know, what is he talking about? I'm going to run out faster. No, I'm not saying that, you know, you take too much out to where you run out. What I'm saying is that there's ways, right, that I create for clients, that I create for, you know, for new clients and that they come in that they don't realize what their accounts they have can do for them. Okay. So if you're out there and you're thinking to yourself, hey, do I have enough to continue this lifestyle or do I have enough to, you know, to do this? I mean, I just met a client last week and that I helped, you know, make over $40,000 more, right? Lifetime guaranteed than what they were making just literally retiring, right? So, and they still have assets in the market. They still have assets, you know, in real estate. So I think people don't understand what you have opportunities now in. So if you're out there and you're thinking to yourself, well, what opportunities do I have as if I'm retirement planning or if I'm maybe getting into that step, or, you know, it is an urgent factor, obviously. And that's why I sit down with every single client on the intent of understanding what their goals and needs are first. But secondly, is meeting that goal and exceeding it. Okay. The last thing that really anyone wants is to underestimate how much income they want. Okay, so what I kind of do is, and I spoke about this on recent episodes, is you have to separate growth and income. Growth is great, okay, but in order to really qualify, in order to sit down and really, you know, hold a quantity of what we are going to do for lifetime income, mm-hmm. That is the most important part for planning for retirement. That is the entire reason of retirement. When you retire, you don't think about what your assets are going to do. Well, you shouldn't be. Right? All those assets that you save, what they're going to do in the market. No. You're thinking about how you're going to distribute them to live the retirement that you want to live. And that's where I think advisors focus less on, Jim, is they don't focus on what people want to do in retirement. They focus on what? Still the same thing they were focused on 20 years ago when the retiree was putting in money. And that's the opposite. You can't do that. And if you treat clients that way, and eventually they're all going to find out, I think that there's tons of money moving right now because people don't understand that the advisors are stuck in the same boat they were 20 years ago when the people are changing.
Right.
Okay. Retirees out there or people that are wanting to retire are not in the same boat that they were 20 years ago. They're retiring. Right. They're not working a deal. They don't want to work, right? They want to retire. They want to go see the grandkids. They want to travel. They want to do those things that bring the passion to them, right? Now, for me, I'll probably always work because I love this stuff. But, you know, at the end of the day, you have to also understand that it's never about the advisor. And it should never be about what our goals and for you or for any client is, right? It should be about what the actual client's goals are and how can we address those goals and really over exceed expectations. And I think the number one thing about that is people are not taught enough on how they can really generate lifetime income and take care of their needs. I think a lot of the times we get stuck on this 4% rule or taking money out of 401ks and IRAs. And I'm going to tell you again, I've told plenty of people this on every single episode. If you're taking money or thinking about taking money out of your 401k or IRA when you retire, you're doing it all wrong, okay? You need to be able to separate this. Well, whether you're taking it out for a house, whether you're taking it out for payments, whatever it is, right? There's more efficient ways to do it, whether it's the tax-wise or whether it's just longevity of the funds. So you have to make sure that you're really putting these two things together and understanding that for you out there as the client or for you out there as the person or the retiree that's retiring, there's specific goals that you have that need to be met with the income side. And for people who say, oh, well, you know, I want $5,000, but I wouldn't mind having $7,000. I'm sure that could happen, you know. And yes, obviously, a lot of it depends on what you have, right? Or how much, you know, the quantity of funds that you have, right? What accounts they're in, okay? Well, whether it's tax advantages or not. Yeah. But the other thing is that, you know, I think that the biggest part about this is that I think many people are asking these questions, Jim, and this is a big topic because advisors aren't coming out and saying it, right? Because the last thing an advisor or any corporation wants is what, Jim, is for to lose what? Income.
Yep.
No one lose income. So if I have a client that has $1,000,000 and they take out $500,000 and they put it somewhere else for generating income, well, guess what? My income just dropped in half on that client. You have to realize too that it's not always about you. It's like telling someone not to do their job when you know that they know how to do it correctly. Mm-hmm. You can't talk about something that's not in your wheelhouse.
Yeah.
Okay. So for you guys out there that are still thinking to yourself, hey, look, I need a retirement plan. I don't have an income plan, but I have my portfolio with maybe this broker or this, you know, this company or this advisor, or maybe you just have a 401k or a 403b or an IRA or a TSB. These things need to be talked about. And I love sitting down and going over your specific goals and meeting them and over exceeding them. So please give me a call, you know, give me a call this morning or maybe, you know, when you get back home at 850-565-1705. Again, that's 850-565-1705.
You know, one thing you mentioned in this segment, you talk about advisors who maybe are using terminology or a certain mindset from, say, 10 to 20 years ago. And one thing I think of, and you've heard this phrase before, the retirement red zone, right? And I'm not against the retirement red zone or saying the retirement red zone. But I think that draws a blanket statement to retirees and people who want to live the quote unquote golden years and live comfortably within those golden years. They want to take trips and take cruises and see the grandparents, see the grandchildren. Well, a personal story of mine, my mom, who is getting closer to retirement, she told me recently she doesn't really plan on retiring fully. I mean, of course, she's going to retire from her full-time job, but she doesn't plan on retiring fully. She wants to maybe work part-time within those golden years. So, David, let me ask you, if you say you see someone like my mom and your client is my mom or it's somebody like her who doesn't really want to retire, who still wants to work part-time and fit that into her golden years. How would you approach that when we're discussing here setting those specific retirement goals?
Well, first of all, I think we should set that appointment for next week for your mom, yeah. Jim. Okay,
I agree.
I'm just playing, but I'm also serious because. Yeah. The bottom line is that's the topic that's coming in. I think what's happening is, and you know, I obviously don't know a lot about your mom's brokerage funds or what she has in retirement, but I think people are starting to get this brainwashing mechanism from the corporations. I just had a guy the other day tell me that I can't wait to retire. And then he goes back when we plan his stuff. And he's like, oh my gosh, I'm going to make 20 grand more than I am now working and I'm set for life. You know, I'm going to go retire with my grandkids, and the people at the work are going, well, what are you going to be bored? You're going to be bored. Oh man, you don't want to do that.
And that's one thing my mom personally is afraid of. She doesn't want to get too bored. She doesn't want to.
I don't know about you, Jim. I don't know about you, but if I wasn't here today and I didn't have to work, I'd be on the fishing boat. I would have five or six other things right now that I'd rather do. Right. And I love everyone. I love my job. And I obviously you have to work. And we all understand that. Right. But the same time of things to level down and to be very transparent about this. People obviously, you know, advisors especially, they want you to work. People, there's this mechanism, there's this brainwashing problem that people are like, hey, keep working, keep bringing an income. You don't have to use any of mine. Right. Mm-hmm. Think about it. That's how the corporations work. Oh, keep working, you know. So these people get they think to themselves, oh, well, I'm just gonna they're working and I'm still available. Instead of thinking about the big word in the economical industry, which is called opportunity cost. And for you guys out there that don't know what opportunity cost is what is the cost of doing what you're doing rather than doing what you really want to do. Right? So if I told you right now that you know, tomorrow I'll be sitting on, you know, a big podcast up in Tennessee. But the opportunity cost of that is what? Is being at home with my wife, with my kids, fishing, doing the things that I love, right? Mm-hmm. So the opportunity cost is the opposite side of things. And I think the one thing that retirees miss out on and they don't get to think about enough, which again, for you guys out there that are retiring or close to retiring, I'm sorry this is happening to you. Hopefully you're listening to this and you're saying, man, David's giving me some power, you know, it's what I'm here for. Okay. I'm here to be the different person on the opposite side that's telling you, hey, look, there's a system and don't follow the system. The system will beat you and everyone else the same way. Okay. So you can either ride the wave like me and Jim talked about last time, you know, or you can shift those sails. Okay. And you could take the wind where it's going instead of fighting the wind that's actually coming in. And to be honest with you, first of all, I want to retire early. So I don't know how anyone the age of 60 or above, okay, wants to say, oh, I'll keep working. Like what? Even a part-time job. What do you mean keep working? Right. Now the whole point of what you do, right? And I'm a big, you know, religious guy. You know, I think that when it comes down to it, right, everyone has a purpose on this earth and everyone has, you know, your own techniques or let's just say, your own impact.
Yeah.
Right. But the same time.
Not mission.
Yeah. And I think, you know, I think bringing that out of people and it's so cool to see so many clients finding what they actually want to do. I mean, seeing old fishermen go back out in the boat for the first time. Right. Hearing a guy say he wants to quit tomorrow because he's finally realizing that he's fine again. He wasn't mad about working a month ago until he met me. So there are these things, and for people out there, they're like, well, I might still want to work. I mean, I'm sorry to tell you, and this might burst everybody's bubble. No one's excited to work when they have opportunity costs of doing things they'd rather do.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I mean, it just doesn't happen. If you told me I could be in Hawaii right now snorkeling instead of being on here, I mean, I love y'all. I love you, Jim. I love everybody here, but I'm sorry. I'm going to Hawaii, right? I mean, that's just how it is. So I think that the world wants the corporations, the big corporations want you to think that way. They want you to think, oh, well, I'm going to continue to work. And guess what? I won't need to take as much money from blank. And my wealth transfer gets bigger. And that wealth transfer, who's taking care of the wealth transfer? The advisors.
Yep.
And it's going to the next generation and the next generation. So I think it's, I wouldn't say a Ponzi scheme, obviously, but I think there's a scheme and system involved in it that I just try to be different about. And I think that to be different is where you can really, really, you know, that's why people in the market, I mean, if you look at the people in history, the people that do it differently make the most money. Mm-hmm. I mean, you've got, you know, Warren Buffett, for example. He's got a totally different strategy than anybody else, and he's beat, you know, every single index. You know what I mean? So at the same time, like, you want to help people as much as you can, right? But you can only help so much, right, when they don't want the help. Now, I'm not saying that I'm going to tell you to stop working. What I'm saying is that you shouldn't have in your mind the reasons you're telling yourself to keep working, if that makes sense, Jim.
Right. Yeah, it does. And again, a reminder, reach out to us to get started on your own assessment today. So just visit retirementplanningpipeline.com or call 850-565-1705 for that no obligation consultation. This is the Retirement Planning Pipeline.
Helping you take control of your financial future. This is the Retirement Planning Pipeline, where proven strategies meet real retirement success. Your results start here. And now, back to the show. Just a small town girl, living in a lonely
world. She took the midnight train. You check your account balance and realize you have no idea where your last paycheck actually went. Bills are piling up, that nagging anxiety kicks in, and you wonder, how did I even get here? If that hits too close to home, you're far from alone, and April just happens to be the one month of the year the entire country stops to do something about it. I'm Jim Tarabocchia for the Retirement.Radio Network, powered by AmeriLife.
Financial literacy is so important because it's what you're going to base the rest of your life on, resource-wise.
John Ford of CNBC bringing up an obvious but important pointer about money and finances. April is National Financial Literacy Month. It started back in the early 2000s when Congress realized too many Americans were leaving school without the first clue about how to manage a paycheck, a credit card, or a financial future. Fast forward to 2026, and the problem hasn't gone away. In fact, nearly half of U.S. adults still give themselves a C- or worse on money knowledge. And as CNBC's Bertha Combs tells us, one of the best investments you can give yourself, learning how to manage your money.
You know, we all work very hard for our money, and we should learn how to make our money work for us. And I think if you invest in knowing how to manage your money, that it will pay off as you get older. It'll pay off in your life.
It's about knowing enough to stop making the same expensive mistakes and finally starting to make decisions that move your financial life forward. So here are five quick financial wins you can achieve this month. Review one monthly bill and see if you can cut, renegotiate, or cancel it. Follow that with pulling up your free credit report and spot any surprises. Next, set one small savings goal. Even $20 a paycheck counts. Don't forget to learn just one new money concept, like how compound interest actually works for you instead of against you. And maybe the most powerful one, sit down with your partner and or your kids and have one honest conversation about money. No judgment, just a real talk. While Financial Literacy Month won't fix every financial bump in the road you may have, it can be the month you finally stop feeling helpless about money and start feeling in control. So pick one thing, do it this week, because the best time to get smarter with your money was 20 years ago. The second best time? Right now in April. For the Retirement.Radio Network, powered by AmeriLife, I'm Jim Tarabocchia.
Planning for retirement doesn't have to be overwhelming. Get expert insights, tools, and personalized strategies to secure your future. Visit RetirementPlanningPipeline.com today. Your retirement, your plan, your peace of mind.
This is the Retirement Planning Pipeline. If you've missed any part of today's show or want to go back and listen to previous episodes, go ahead and subscribe and listen to the program in podcast form, Apple, Spotify, or whichever podcast platform of your choosing. All right, stay with us because coming up, turning retirement goals into reality. But right now, it's time to present this week's financial wisdom quote of the week.
And now for some financial wisdom. It's time for the quote of the week.
And our financial wisdom quote of the week comes to us from one of the founding fathers of the United States, Benjamin Franklin. Franklin said, quote, "An investment in knowledge pays the best interest, short and sweet, from Benjamin Franklin, providing us with this week's financial wisdom quote of the week. And a reminder, if you like the content we're providing, subscribe to the YouTube page, see our beautiful faces, youtube.com, and search Retirement Planning Pipeline for weekly video highlights and special content. Okay, continuing with the show, putting a price tag on your future, calculating what you'll really need. Once you know your desired lifestyle, you need to estimate your monthly income needs. So, David, let's say someone needs $6,000 per month in retirement. That's $72,000 per year. Now factor in inflation, taxes, and longevity, and suddenly you're looking at needing a portfolio that could support that income for 20 to 30 years.
And the big issue here, and I think for everybody out there listening, you know, we pretty much know, right, what's going on. Okay, we know that inflation and the cost of living of expenses get higher and higher. We no one can deny that, right? So for someone to say, hey, I'm going to need $70,000 a year for the next 20, 30 years, that's just not how it works. Okay, 20 years ago was not the same as now. We can all see that. We can all see the CPI. We can all see, you know, all the numbers in it. But I think everyone doesn't want to look at what's going to happen in 10, 20 years down the road. And they don't want to think, hey, let's plan for that. And I think, you know, the biggest problem now is that people think that you can continue to take a percentage out of your portfolio and be okay. Mm-hmm. And that's just inflation ate that up. And I'm sorry to tell you, the 4% rule is dead. You don't have that anymore. Okay. There's no way that you're going to be able to say, hey, I'm going to have this set of money that all these people back then said, oh, if you have this much amount of money, then you're going to last this long. Sorry, but as price gets higher, okay, and hear me out here, as the dollar amount gets higher, so from 1 million turns to 2 million, okay, right? Now, you have to think about how much income that's going to kind of settle up to be.
Right.
Right. So, and that's where I think a lot of people are like, oh, well, I only need this much amount of money a year. And it's like, yeah, but the problem is that if you wait 5-10 years down the road and you can't do what you want to in retirement, you're going to be kind of mad. Yeah. Right. And I think what's happening is, and I've seen this happen to a lot of people, is sadly, people's portfolios are taking a hit because what their portfolio is looking like, and I don't want to go too deep into it, but they're literally, advisors are putting their portfolio, right, in the same thing that they would if they were retirees 20 years ago. Well, sadly, you're not a retiree in 2024, gun 26. You're a retiree in 2026, not 2006, okay? So you don't know what's going to happen in the next year. You don't know what's going to happen in the next 10 years. We don't know, right? So in order to kind of take that into factor, you've got to be the person, for you guys out there and you're saying, well, David, what's a crystal ball? There is no crystal ball, okay? But there are ways that you can plan and know that you can really continue the growth side with what economical factors are out there, but also take care of the income. Maximize your income, because I guarantee you this, you don't want to be too late. So if you're out there and, you know, maybe you're planning on retiring the next 5 years or the next 10, or maybe you're planning on retiring this year or next year, which if that's the case, then you need to probably meet me tomorrow. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm serious. It's a big problem right now. I've watched a lot of clients now, and luckily I could save some of them. But there are some clients that I just couldn't save. And I had to be the bearer of bad news and say, hey, look, your portfolio was ran the wrong way. Right. This selection that you had and what your plan was and your goals that you had weren't assessed by the portfolio that was given to you. And that sucks to say that, Jim. It's not an easy thing to say to someone who worked their entire life to create a nest egg and then bam, it's all gone. But that's what can happen. And if you're out there and you're thinking to yourself, oh, I don't want that to be me, that's why you need to, that's exactly why I'm here. Okay. So again, my number is 850-565-1705. Again, that's 850-565-1705. Don't let your portfolio be in risk of really running out before you can even live that full retirement that you want. Okay. And there is a place for growth, obviously, but you have to understand that to assess certain needs and goals, that's the most important thing in retirement. And sadly, nobody's doing that nowadays, right? So when we talk about, hey, okay, well, my goal now is to do this. Okay, well, great. Do you want to live 2 or 3 years of your retirement that you want to live, and all of a sudden you can't live it anymore after three? No, that's not the goal, right? The goal was for you to do those things every single year and not have to worry about that and sleep at night and knowing, hey, I know that my income is coming in, my growth factor's there, and I've got my income separated and my income is coming in, and I can maximize my income so that I don't have to worry about 3 years from now when I want to take a trip to the Bahamas or go see the grandkids up north or, you know, go on a trip to Europe. These are the things that, and if you don't need the income, and I tell this to a lot of clients, oh, I don't need much. Come on.
Yeah.
I don't need, okay, then reinvest it if you don't use it. But I'm sorry, but if someone's going to say, hey, I worked my hard life for this and I got an extra 20 grand a year, you better bet I'm taking an extra trip. You better bet that I'm going to go get some sun in the Caribbean islands. You better bet that I might swim with whale sharks. Shoot, I don't know. I mean,
go on a cruise.
Right. I mean, and there's just so many things that I think that people are missing out on, that we were put on this earth for a reason. And that's to really enjoy the life and make an impact with others, right? And that's the big, big part that I think that people are missing out on is, you know, you weren't here just for a system, right? And I know it might seem like it sometimes, but you're not. And in retirement, you have the chance to beat that system. Mm-hmm. Okay. So that's why I really encourage anybody out there, if you're thinking about planning, right? Or if you don't have anything put together yet and you're like, David, I need help. Right. Or if you're up to that point and you've got some 401k, you've got an IRA, you've got some qualified funds, whatever you have, just sit down with me and at least understand it's free. It's a free consultation. You sit down with me. If I can't help you, I can't help you. Okay. You'll probably get some education out of it. And you know, I love my job. So, I mean, even if I can't help you, I love what I do. Okay. Again, my number is 850-565-1705.
Yeah, and again, professional guidance is key here. So if anything we've shared on this week's show makes sense to you and you could use some help with a free no-obligation retirement consultation, as David mentioned, don't hesitate to give us a call. We do this show to bring important information to people like you, and we love meeting our listeners. So visit retirementplanningpipeline.com. Again, that's retirementplanningpipeline.com or call 850-565-1705 for your personalized investment confidence checkup. Coming up next, turning retirement goals into reality. We'll break here. This is the Retirement Planning Pipeline.
Your retirement questions deserve real answers. Call 850-565-1705 to schedule your free, no-obligation consultation today. Missed part of today's show? The Retirement Planning Pipeline is available wherever you get your podcasts and at retirementplanningpipeline.com.
You're listening to the Retirement Planning Pipeline, the show that delivers expert insights, actionable advice, and real-world financial strategies to help you retire confidently and comfortably. Jim Taraboki here alongside retirement planning specialist David Fipes. Thank you for making our show a part of your weekend on whichever platform of your choosing. And some quick notes around our musical production on today's show. This week in 1977, Fleetwood Mac's Rumours reached number one in America, where it spent 31 weeks. In 1987, U2's The Joshua Tree debuted at number seven on the Billboard 200. And finally, in 1987, Starship's Nothing's Gonna Stop Us Now, it's number one in the United States. All right, final segment of today's show, talking all about setting specific retirement goals, part one of our five-part series explaining the five steps to catch up on your retirement plan, turning goals into action, and why clarity is the first step to catching up. So once someone has defined their retirement age, lifestyle, and income needs, what happens next? Well, now it's time to build the strategy. That includes savings rates and investment allocation, timelines. But David, here's the key. Without specific goals, none of that matters. So let's recap. Define your retirement age, determine your monthly income need, clarify your lifestyle, and calculate that gap.
And many people out there, and I'm sure, you know, you got some listeners now that are like, well, shoot, I can do all that by myself. I could tell myself this, which is very true. I mean, I totally, and if there is anything that I can say, I totally believe you. That's why I think a lot of, you know, and I'm going to say this, I think a lot of people pay for things that they don't need, okay? And why I think I'm different and why what I bring to this really, you know, to this stage of my career is the mathematics. And I think that many people, and again, you know, if you go online and you look up who an actuary is or what an actuary does, mm-hmm. you can really see that it's totally different than a lot of other people. I mean, it's really compared to, you know, we're really analyzing risk and using math to really solve problems and create probabilities and understand what can happen. So it's a lot different than saying, hey, here's a stock and this, and there's a bond, and you know what I mean? So it's just totally different. That's why I thought about this the other day, you know, and it's funny, Jim, I get to bring it up on the show. To make it easier for the listeners and for the viewers out there, I think this is, if anybody's asking how someone can be different and how you can, and how anybody in the industry of retirement or in the financial industry can change or can make a difference, it's creating math problems. And I know it sounds crazy, but if you treat every single situation, right, and every client and every question that you have, retirement goal, retirement needs, you know, what age, what lifetime gap, how much they need. If you put all that into an equation and you basically create the math problem in your mind for the client, and then find the solution for the client, and you see eyebrows go up, you see, and I ask myself this, and I have a lot of colleagues too that say, how do you do it? You know, like, how do you come up with the answer so fast? What are these solutions that you just spit out there after 5 seconds of hearing the client? And I never knew how to answer it because I always just thought of my mind, right?
It was just mathematical mind, right? Right.
Mm-hmm. But to be honest with you, what I do is I take the situation and I create a mathematical problem and I find the solution, right? That independent variable that plugs into the problem and creates a full solution. And I think what happens is a lot of times we're so focused on creating what? The problem, mm-hmm. that we're not creating the solution. Yeah. We're not finding the solution. So that's what I think. If there's anything you could take from this episode today, or you know, anything to where you're thinking, hey, should I meet David or should I step in there? I'm a mathematical guy. Okay. So the first thing we do is we go over numbers. And I'm talking about every single number that we talk about is on my spreadsheet, is on my whiteboard with you, and we go over them side by side. And what we're doing is we're literally solving a problem for you. Mm-hmm. And if we can't solve it, we can't solve it. Now, 99% of the times, obviously, there's some sort of solution out there. Is it the best solution? I can't always say it is, right? Or is it, you know what I mean? But at the same time, there's always a solution, some way to help the problem or to solve a part of the problem, right? But like I said, I think advisors are too focused on what the problems are. Oh, how much can I make a client each year? Or how much can they take out? Or it all should revolve around each other. Then you should find a full solution plan that benefits all of it and literally coincides. It should be like fingers going like this and creating no gaps at all.
Sure.
And I think that so many people are starting just trying to fill in one hole at a time. And what happens is all those holes, all those gaps in retirement affect each other. We just talked about it. Your lifestyle is going to affect what your future income is. Mm-hmm. Okay. And if you're listening out there, don't get hurt about this, but I'm telling you, there's a large percentage of people out there that don't have the correct plan that think that they do. Mm-hmm. Okay. And to be honest with you, there's not a lot that I can say, and I'm going to be very, very transparent here. There's not a lot I can say that I can take up for those advisors, because that's not the goal, right?
Right.
For people out there, and for the listeners that, you know, that are trying to find more out about, hey, look, how do I set up the solution and problem? I don't want to say it's easy, because obviously it's easy for me because I'm in this business and I love doing it, right? And I have a mathematical mind, but it's our job, as my job as an advisor, to advise you, okay, on the solution and make sure you understand how your problem fits the solution.
Yeah.
It's not your job to understand that without me showing you how your solution solves the problem. Okay. What's happening is advisors out there are taking parts of the problem, or not even taking the problem, right? Taking the problems from other people. And they're standardizing. I mean, I just heard the other day, well, I'm putting the same scenario that people in my asset class are. I'm like, so your health's the same? So your hereditary stuff is the same.
Their foundation is completely different.
Yeah. So your assets, your houses are worth the same price on the same street, right? It's like, no, you can't do that. And people want, and again, this comes back to the brainwashing. It comes back to making it easier on advisors to confuse you so you don't have to know, right? It comes back to it's my job. And especially as a fiduciary, it's my job to look in the best interest of my client at all times. It's not about me. Okay. Sadly, I think a lot of the times we look around in the corporations and what we've been in, it's starting to say, hey, okay, well, we've had this for this long. It must work now. It's not like that anymore. You can't do that. That's why half the people's retirement plans fail, mm-hmm. right? Because they have to go back to work or they have to keep working. Why do you think people are still working at 67 years old, Jim? I mean, it just proves it right there. This plan that everyone made 40 years ago didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
So why
and the number of people, I think, in their 60s and 65 and above, I don't have the exact number in front of me, David, but you meet with these people, the number of people still working into their 60s and 65 and above, it has to be kind of an astounding type number when you look at it.
Well, and that's true. But on the other side of things, right, they don't have to be.
Right.
And
yeah,
we talked about this, you know, on another show. Don't let that system ride on when you get to retire. Come meet me. Sit down with me. Go over a plan. And if it fits your needs and plan, great. We made it. We created a solution. But don't just pass it away. Don't just not look at it. Don't just say, hey, well, I'll be okay. And I'm gonna. I mean, that's just not. If you bite the bullet now, I promise you, you're gonna live an amazing retirement on the way that you could feel confident. Right. But if you're even a little bit out of the loop and you don't even know why the heck you're in what you're in, or you don't even know what you're in, or you think you know what you're in, but you have a little bit of questions about it, please come meet me. The least we can do is sit down, go over your stuff, really to see if, I mean, we'll look at your statements and see, hey, look, you know, you might be all good. But, you know, I think what I love doing is I love sitting down and understanding someone's passions and someone's goals and saying, hey, look, you know, okay, well, if they're met, they're met. Right. If you're getting income to go on your fishing trips every year and you're retired, you know, hey, awesome. We have nothing really. I mean, unless we figure out something else that you kind of want to take care of. A lot of the times it's not that simple. And things aren't factored like that. But again, you know, give me a call. We can sit down. It's really easy. I mean, honestly, we can create an appointment. We're downtown Pensacola. We're right here. You guys can come downtown. We'll meet in the conference room, and at least I can see if I can help you out. You know, and maybe create that math plan for you to understand and be confident in your retirement, whether you're retiring now or you're retiring later. You know, I love what I do, and I can't wait to meet you guys. Just give us a call, 850-565-1705. Again, that's 850-565-1705.
And we love hearing from our listeners. Again, if you have any questions, visit retirementplanningpipeline.com as well. Let's chat. Again, visit retirementplanningpipeline.com. And that phone number one more time, 850-565-1705. And if you missed any part of today's show, don't forget to subscribe to the program in podcast form on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to the show on YouTube. Search Retirement Planning Pipeline on YouTube for clips and special content. Next week, part two of our five-part series of catching up on your retirement plan. We'll be talking about assessing your current financial situation the proper way. This is the Retirement Planning Pipeline. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you all next weekend. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode of the Retirement Planning Pipeline, the show that helps you take control of your financial future. Whether you're 5 to 10 years from retirement or just getting started, retirement planning specialist David Pipes has the strategies, tools, and experience to help you make the most of your nest egg. Take control of your financial future and get started today by visiting retirementplanningpipeline.com. And if you missed any part of today's show or want to catch up on past episodes, be sure to subscribe to the Retirement Planning Pipeline wherever you get your podcasts.
Not affiliated with the United States government. AmeriLife agents do not offer tax, legal, or investment advice. Consult with your tax advisor or attorney regarding specific situations. Opinions expressed are subject to change without notice. These opinions are not intended as investment advice, nor do they predict future performance of any product. All information provided is believed to be from reliable sources. However, we make no representation or warranty as to the accuracy of any statement. This information is intended to be educational in nature and does not provide a guarantee or specific result. All copyrights and trademarks are the property of the respective owners. AmeriLife assumes no responsibility or liability for the content of this message. The information contained herein is provided on an as-is basis with no guarantees of completeness, accuracy, usefulness, timeliness, or the results obtained from the use of this information. Charles David Pipes and Steven Zarek are individually licensed and appointed agents. Learn more at retirementplanningpipeline.com.
Well, it being the beginning of 2026 here, it is tax season once again, and this year is going to be pretty different for a lot of Americans. Joining me to talk more about that is Mark Stieber. He's Chief Tax Officer of Jackson Hewitt Tax Service. Hey there, Mark. How are you?
Hey, Matt. Very excited. Very exciting time. Here it is, tax season. Go time to get those tax refunds.
That's right. I mean, you are always the most excited when tax season comes around. That's why I always love talking to you around tax time, because you're very passionate about it. You know the ins and the outs. And speaking of which, share those ins and outs with us this time around. What are some of those big changes that we're seeing for tax filing season this year?
Well, like taxes or don't like taxes, $300 billion with a B dollars are getting ready to move into the pockets of taxpayers. And those people that file early and file correctly will get more than their fair share of the $300 billion. And that's about 100 million Americans. So paying attention to your taxes, you know, it's a good job. And 2025 is going to be one for the record books of good news for taxpayers. We had a big tax legislative change back there in the summer, which put a whole bunch of new stuff, which can't be confusing, intimidating, and daunting, but new stuff that can put more money in your pocket. So you say excited, I say it's getting ready to be the giving cash to taxpayers time, and that's always a good thing. So I'll start off with a few of the big things that people have probably seen, but get into a little bit of the specifics. There's a new deduction if you get money through tips, if you're earning money through tips, and that's a lot of people. Think if you're a Starbucks worker, your bartender, your food service hospital, the list goes on and on. A new deduction up to $25,000 of deductible tips that are not taxable this year. That's a big one and a new one. Overtime. If you earn overtime in your job, and a lot of people have overtime, you can get a new deduction of up to $12,500 of qualified overtime deduction off your tax return, not taxable. The big one, though, for seniors this year, there's a new $6,000 per person tax deduction if you're simply 65 or older on December 31st, 2025. You get a brand new $6,000 per person deduction, and that's not to be confused with the prior senior taxpayer deduction or the larger standard deduction available for seniors. This is a new senior deduction, $6,000, intended to help offset some of the taxability on Social Security, which is where some of the confusion is. You do not have to be drawing or even eligible for Social Security. You just have to be 65. And if you bought a car, 20 million people buy a car every year. If you borrowed money, there's a brand new deduction of up to $10,000 on automobile loan interest expense. And again, you don't have to itemize. You just have to have qualified, manufactured, and assembled in the United States, and you get that deduction. And there's a host of others. They raise the state and local threshold to $40,000 if you have that and you itemize, and several states do have that. Higher standard deduction, higher child credit, higher refundable credit. You know, there's a lot of other stuff. But those big four, including that new senior deduction, those will put more money in the pockets of taxpayers. There's just no question.
Yeah, there you go. And of course, a lot of new stuff there that you just mentioned and more. So how can folks really be prepared and prepare those documents, get organized to file this year?
Well, you start off by saying, I'm excited. I hope other people are excited about going and getting some of that $300 billion. That starts with not dreading tax day, not waiting till April 15th, but getting a plan to be organized. And that starts right now. Those tax documents are coming in even as we speak. W-2s, 1099s, you know, retirement distributions, Social Security statements, and all the rest. You need to have a very simple plan to start being organized around those, the brown envelope in the household works, the shoebox works. works, but whatever works for you. But start accumulating those documents because it's critical you be accurate. Also, know that not everything comes in the mail anymore. Some things come through electronic transmission. So if you're waiting on a document and it hasn't come, check your email, check your spam folder, because if it hasn't come by January 31st, the deadline for those types of things, hope is not a strategy. You need to take some action, and you don't need to wait on that, because you might have questions from your tax pro on this and other things, and you don't want to wait up to the last minute. So get a plan for organization that includes the envelope or whatever it is to collect your documents. Start to locate your tax professional. That's not an easy task these days. You want somebody trusted, trained, experienced, branded, that'll be here when you have questions later, not some of the pop-up people that might not have your best interest. So find your tax docs, find your tax pro, and then get a plan on your calendar to get it done and go get that money and start that process and start planning for next year.
Yeah. And of course, you know, working with a tax pro, I think for most people, it sounds like this time around, or at least for more people maybe than in years past, it's pretty important to do that, because you might miss something, especially with all of these sort of wholesale tax law changes that we're seeing this year. You might miss some of those new credits or deductions or things like that that could really benefit you come tax time.
Yeah, and here's an important point on that. I know I sound like I'm peddling pro-tax prep, but I've seen more mistakes by people who pay false attention to some mistaken understanding or Uncle Bob's tax tip because he watched Tic Tac or whatever. But the reality is simply this, and this is what your listeners need to know. If you leave off one of these many benefits that I talked about and a myriad of others that we didn't talk about that are time-tested and in place, if you leave it off, the IRS does not say, oh, hey, Matt, here's $5,000 more. You leave it off, it stays off forever until you go and fix it or somebody finds it and fixes it. But the point is, if you hurry through this and you wait to the last minute and you leave off that new senior deduction, $6,000 or $12,000 if you're married, the IRS is not just simply going to mail you $3,000 more and say, oh, you left off the senior deduction, Matt. Too bad, we caught that for you. That's not how it works. Leave it off, it stays off. And if you're not prepared to put in the legwork to learn about it, to answer the questions correctly, or to do it properly, you could cost yourself more than enough money to pay a tax professional to help you, if not this year, in some other year. So it always makes sense. And the more complicated, the more sense. But this year, just due to the changes, it's probably a good idea to get some help.
Yeah, I think so as well. Well, Mark, just about time for us to wrap up here. But anything else that you wanted to touch on that we haven't mentioned here, or maybe, you know, some resources for folks online?
Yeah, I'll give you two final points in a quick moment. $300 billion in refunds are coming, 100 million people. That will draw in some bad people, bad practices, bad promises. So pay attention when somebody offers you something too good to be true, whether it's a deduction or a credit, or they won't sign it. It's what your mama always said. If it sounds too good to be true, it's probably not true. Use a trusted tax helper and do a little work on that. And if you need more information, our website at jacksonhewitt.com, whether you use Jackson Hewitt or not, a lot of information on there, calculators, tax tips, frequently asked questions, how to find an office, just put your zip code in the box. But use a trusted professional this year and every year, and go to jacksonhewitt.com just to get your questions answered or to debunk Uncle Bob at the table.
Uncle Bob and his tax tips, sometimes they are just kind of out of thin air and just don't make sense. So yeah, make sure that you debunk Uncle Bob. Mark Stieber with Jackson Hewitt, he's chief tax officer there. Mark, thanks so much. Really do appreciate it.
Thank you, Matt. Go get that money. It's not automatic.
Registered investment advisors and investment advisor representatives act as fiduciaries for all of our investment management clients. We have an obligation to act in the best interests of our clients and to make full disclosures of any conflicts of interest, if any exist. Refer to our firm brochure, the ADV 2A, page 4, for additional information. Any comments regarding safe and secure products and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by BWA. Investment advisory services are offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor. BCM and AmeriLife are separate companies but are affiliated through common ownership. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM but are offered and sold through individual licensed and appointed agents, not affiliated with Social Security, Medicare, or any other federal program.